and we're here at Sterk door in Magdad's TV event. En ik vind het mooi om dingen te beschrijven die zich nu voordoen in mijn leven. Wat best wel erg veranderd is de afgelopen tijd. En ik word er sterk van, ik word er groot van, ik word er volwassen van. Ik ben super blij met wat allemaal nu gebeurt. Maar wil jullie ook de andere kant soort van laten zien?
Ik wil het ook niet weten, dus laat me. Ik kan er niets om geven, dus laat me. En alles wat je schreeuwt is onverstaanbaar. Laat me, laat me. Ik wil het ook niet weten, dus laat me. Ik kan er niets om geven, dus laat me. En alles wat je schreeuwt is onverstaanbaar. Laat me, laat me.
Laat me, ik kan er niets om geven, dus laat me. En alles wat je schreeuwt is onverstaanbaar. Laat me, laat me.
Je luisterde naar Maan. Zij begint morgen met een tour. Die begint in Tivoli-Vredenburg. En daarna gaat ze allemaal andere locaties aandoen. En dit is Songwriters Guild Live op Salto. En ik ben hier vandaag met Tim Birch. And hi Tim, welcome in the studio.
Hey, thanks for having me in. Yeah, I appreciate it.
And you have an absolutely fascinating instrument in your hands. And I think you're going to play a first song for us. And after that, maybe we can talk just a little bit about what that instrument is and sure. About the various types of music that you've been performing for a very long time. I'm very excited to have you here. Tim Birch, your first song is Bohemian Bon Voyage.
Yes, sir.
Take it away.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Bohemian Bon Voyage.
Yes, sir.
You have been, Tim Birch, you've been playing guitar for decades, and it shows.
Hey, thank you.
You have, you perform in a rock band called Jaded Mary, mm-hmm. An instrumental jazz group called HD Fusion. You are a writer, a teacher, amongst other things. So you've really been around the block, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And I have a bunch of questions for you today.
Sure.
But I would like to start with that instrument, because obviously people can't see it, but half of it is just a very normal looking guitar, right? Mm. Just a guitar with six steel strings and the knobs to tune the strings. But then there's like the second neck, which also has six strings sticking out from it. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The harp guitar is an American cousin, really, of the Schrammel guitar, which is a German-Austrian instrument that gets played a lot in Schrammel music, cafe music, Austrian cafe music, and it's kind of takes a place of kind of the tuba, I guess, you know, for the one and the five and a lot of the accompaniment stuff that's happening. So what it really allows for in that music, again, an accompaniment, that the U.S., or I should say American origins, was a Norwegian immigrant in the 1880s by the name of Chris Knutsen, who secured the first patent for the harp guitar, and he at that point called it the hollow arm guitar. And so it had this extra kind of resonating trunk, and the early ones didn't have any sub-bass strings on there. It was just a regular guitar with this big, huge extra chamber, and he just did built them one at a time. And, built them in Port Townsend until the probably, I guess, late 1890s, and then moved to Seattle, started making them in Seattle. And around the time of the 1909 Alaska-Yukon Exposition, which was a like a World's Fair. Mm-hmm. He connected with a Hawaiian instrumentalist and secured koa. So most of the wood was indigenous to Washington State, where I live. And so he secured, you know, the koa and started making Hawaiian instruments, slide guitars, and all these different kinds of things. He actually lived in Tacoma between Port Townsend, the time of Port Townsend, Tacoma, Seattle, and then inevitably in Los Angeles. He passed in Los Angeles in the 20s. Mm. Yeah, so really kind of a prolific luthier, you know, builder and inventor, you know. And so, yeah, so the harp guitar, there's a lot of, it was kind of cast off for a while. I mean, Gibson made a harp guitar commercially. Dyer Brothers made a harp guitar. And so they did give it a try. It was supposed to take the place of the piano, but it just never kind of happened.
The place, that's, those are some big shoes to fill, though, taking the place of the piano.
Yeah.
How was it? No, first, you really know your history. That's something that immediately strikes me. But also, it's not so odd that you wouldn't know about a man like that, because you're also into building instruments yourself.
Indeed.
I heard. What kind of instruments do you make?
Sure. Well, I got into, as a longtime guitarist, and wanting to get a hold of a harp guitar, not having money to be able to buy a luthier, you know, made harp guitar. I got into restoration first. So got into restoring like turn of the century guitars and harp guitars. And over time, just, you know, found myself kind of converting guitars. Have one specific harp guitar that I built that has zither strings down below. So that one has 5 bass strings. Regular 6 strings on the neck, and then 8 zither strings down below, you know, kind of on really high, you know, kind of short strings. And so, yeah, I just got into it that way. I was always into, you know, switching out pickups in my electric guitars, but never really had really the courage to take on any restorations of any really old guitars. But I really found that I, you know, kind of resonated with that.
Sure. And one more instrument question, because I understand not every listener is an avid like music instrument fan, but the one you have with you right now, what's the, did you buy that? Did you make that? What's the story?
Yeah, this company, thanks for asking. Yeah, this company is called Timberline, and I just recently became endorsed by this company about 2 years ago. And they're out of California, and I believe you can buy this guitar online now, because it's really rare. You know, you couldn't really find a harp guitar, and every time wherever I'm at, you know, traveling, I'm always looking for strange guitars, and you know, I never see any harp guitars. I think the first time I went to Europe, I saw like a destroyed Trammell guitar, but yeah, this guitar specifically, it's all solid wood, Timberline. This is a smaller model that I'm playing. It's the Parlor model, so this is kind of a newer one out within the last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now, for all the music fans who, you know, maybe not the instrument, but the music itself, there's, like, something for everyone in your, like, oeuvre of your catalog, because, so the rock group Jaded Mary, I think you're performing with them very shortly after this little tour here.
Yep.
And so also the jazz group, and you also studied music composition when you were younger. Can you just shortly explain how you got into so many different scenes? Because it's not just these two, like you play a lot of instruments in a lot of places.
Yeah, definitely. I think that variety is the spice of life, you know, so to speak. And so I grew up listening to a lot of, you know, a lot of funk music, you know, and Bay Area funk, and but also a lot of rock music and classical music. My dad, my father was a violinist, and so I had a lot of music in the household. Always liked the diversity of music, and started really, I think rock guitar was really what was the inspiration for me to get started. And over time, I got into jazz, straight ahead jazz, and got to study with some really just prolific players and teachers. So over time, that kind of opened my eyes to this whole other world of music and diversity, and how being diverse would really kind of help me in all different styles. And so it kind of set me on the path that that I wanted to be the most versatile guitarist that I could be. Yeah. And by having some, you know, 3 different projects that are vastly different, cover a lot of ground, and then inevitably these projects have started to kind of cross-pollinate each other.
Yeah. Well, in the second part of this interview, I'm going to talk to you about something that I get the impression is very important to you, resonance. I'm going to talk about what that means to you.
Sure.
And why it matters.
Totally.
First, we're going to listen to a song by a Dutch artist who is currently doing a tour. He's been on this show in the past. He's called Lucky Fons de Derde.
Ik had nog willen zeggen dat ik van je hou. Maar jij moest naar een feestje en je moest en zou. En daarom had je haast en ook geen tijd voor mijn gelul. Er kan toch ook wel morgen wel al die flauwe. Ik probeerde nog te bellen, midden in de nacht heel laat, om te zeggen dat ik van je hou en hoe het met je gaat. Maar je stuurde mij een appje en daar stond alleen maar in: er zijn hier heel veel mensen, dus bellen heeft geen zin. Ik lag daar maar te woelen, in mijn eentje in mijn bed. En te denken aan de dingen die ze niet had gezegd. En gisteren was er ook al iets, hè? Ze deed een beetje vaag. En misschien moet ik er wat van zeggen, en misschien moet dat vandaag. En later op de middag zaten wij op een terras. En ik vroeg je naar je vrienden en hoe het feestje was. Maar alles wat jij zei was ja, nee, best een beetje wel. En voordat ik het wist, vroeg ik: is er een ander in het spel? En toen keek je zo geschrokken, je zei: oh mijn lieve schat, ik was gewoon wat druk aan het doen en daarom denk je dat. En ik weet dat je bezorgd bent en ik heb een dikke kater, maar je moet niet zoveel stressen, want dat doe je toch wel vaker. Toen werd ik weer wat rustig en ging ik 's avonds naar een feestje om zelf wat te ontspannen. En daar zei iemand: geen weetje, ik fietst gisteravond laat langs een cafeetje in de stad. En ik wilde nog wat drinken en het grappige was dat er was daar helemaal niemand behalve jouw vriendin. En ze zat daar maar te staren en ze had denk ik geen zin om eventjes te praten. En ik weet het ook niet hoor, maar het leek alsof ze wachtte, dus toen fietste ik maar door. Thank you.
Dat was Lucky Fons de derde. Hij staat morgen bij Theater de Lindenberg in Nijmegen. Dan zaterdag in de Verkadefabriek in Den Bosch. En zo gaat het door. Nu luister je nog steeds naar Songwriters Guild Live. We hebben Tim Birch hier te gast. Before we were talking about your instrument, of course, and about the variation as the spice of life. I think maybe we can go to another song first, because I saw you tuning, so maybe you're ready.
Sure.
And then after that, we can talk about that concept that I brought up earlier. All right. What's the next one called?
It's called Consonants.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, in your own time.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
didn't want to cut you off too soon there.
No, that was great. I figured that I would give you the brief version since that's a pretty long song.
Mm. Yeah. So, might also not be a bad example. I mean, you mm-hmm. be the judge. But so the first thing I read when I read about you is that you've been a disciple of the guitar and its resonance since the age of 10.
Yeah.
And the last thing about you I read is that your lifelong goal is to live a life of expression, to leave a lengthy, meaningful catalog of your soul's finest resonances.
Indeed.
So clearly I was intrigued by the idea of resonance being such a central theme in your music.
Yeah.
So maybe you can just start us off here.
Yeah, totally. I think that the idea of resonance, I think everything kind of came together at some point. You know, if you really want to give yourself to something, you have to kind of become it, you know? And I think that I remember asking my uncle one time, I was like, what's the best advice anyone ever gave you? And he said, if you really want to succeed in something, you have to become it. And I started evaluating where I was at in my own life. And I realized that I just like, that's what I was doing, you know, where I was at. I think over time, you know, the more that you play guitar, the more you realize that there's a lot of stuff going on just from a scientific level, you know, with music and resonance and sound and feedback and all these other things. And actually, so to me, you know, I started getting into what the science of what's called somatics. And somatics is really, it's a way to kind of really see sound. And so I did a lot of experiments with sand on brass plates with sound and created these patterns. And I didn't invent this concept. It's a really, Chaudhry is the person that's kind of, I guess, credited for doing such, for Napoleon doing an experiment for him and kind of demonstrating that. And that was with a bow on a brass plate with sand, creating, you know, kind of an overtone. And so I was really intrigued by that kind of whole idea and that concept that that there are actually pictures of frequencies and sounds. And, you know, oscilloscope is one way to see, you know, to see those things. And, you know, so I would also say, you know, we were talking about a little bit during the break about guitar and how guitar can kind of really inspire you to write or to try something new. And so I have various different guitars that will inspire me in different kinds of ways, and some that don't let themselves really kind of, they don't lend themselves for different types of genres of music.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I think the whole resonance thing, energy's all around us. And I think that, even, you know, if you even look at it from the regard that, that light is really kind of a vibration, you know, as well. And, everything's kind of vibration in the whole universe. And to me, that's, it's an interesting kind of way to, when I play guitar, a lot of times I'll think about that and consider that you're kind of harnessing, you know, this energy. And I think that, you know, just how a lot of different people will have different types of music that they really, again, resonate with or don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, energy is out there kind of all around us. And I think that some is really not measurable at this point in our, you know, existence as human beings. But I think that we can feel it, you know, and we can sense certain things. So I think that's kind of really, you know, that's a big, long, explanation, you know, but I think that, you know, I think about that whole big, well-rounded kind of way that it all kind of works together. Yeah.
So the concept of resonance is also part of understanding the energy that's involved in making music.
Yeah, I would say, you know, energy, it could be from the inspiration, could be from, again, you know, the guitar, the type of guitar that you're playing, mm-hmm. the type of tone wood that it is, the type of strings, you know, all those kinds of things. But I think that the resonance aspect of it to me is really kind of fascinating because I really feel that, you know, when you're at a concert or you're at a show and you feel something, you know, in your body,
mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's kind of really resonating you, you know, that way. And, I think that, you know, guitar in general is just probably the most primitive, one of the most primitive kinds of forms of, resonance in that regard.
Mm. And having the music literally resonate in you is also comes back to becoming what you're doing.
Indeed. Yeah. Sitar. I love sitar. I'll never master the sitar. Such a, you know, that's a commitment. And I love the sitar, but that's all about resonance as well, with sympathetic strings. And I think really getting into instruments and stringed instruments particularly, and seeing what that's about from a scientific level, how those work, and Indian music tuned a little bit sharper, you know, to excite those sympathetic strings with the frequencies of the sitar main strings, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, so I think that's kind of, you know, I think about that stuff a lot, and
yeah,
people look at me because, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on in my head.
So we're going to have a few more songs from you in a little bit.
Sure.
And in the meantime, I think while you get ready for your next song, we'll play another one by a Dutch artist. This is one called Aafje de Visser. She's been around in the scene for about 12 years, I think, always singing in Dutch. And her sound is a little bit electronic. But I think especially at her live shows, there's also the experience that the music kind of resonates because it... I'll just let you hear it. Her newest album that she released recently is called Bittersweet in English, and this is the title song. We'll be back with some live music in just a few minutes.
Stop. Parkeren aan de rand van de stad. Ik check in en laat mijn jas in het hotel. Onze stappen klinken luid in de hal. In de lift kijken we samen in de spiegel. We zijn boven voor het vallen van de avond. Door het raam zien we de rood doorlopen hemel al vervagen. Stop. Parkeren aan de rand van de stad. Ik check in en laat mijn jas in het hotel. Ik herinner me je armen en je lach. We zijn boven voor het vallen van de avond. Ik herinner me het tikken van mijn nagels. Voor het raam drinken we rood-oranje lucht uit onze glazen. Zie je niets misschien? Je weet toch zeker dat die bubbel bijna barst dan? Zie je niet? Je verbindt me met tegenlicht. Blijf. Verbindt me met tegenlicht. Blijf. Parkeren aan de rand van de stad. Ik stap uit en doe de sleutels in mijn zak. In de lift kijken we samen. Ik herinner me je ogen en je handen. Ik herinner me het klinken van de glazen. Zie de stad door onze rood doorlopen ogen snel vertragen. Maar zie je niet, je weet toch zeker dat die bubbel bijna barst dan. Zie je niet.
Yeah.
Daar zijn we weer. Dat was Evie de Visser met Bitterzoet. Je luistert nog steeds naar Songwriters Guild Live hier met Tim Birch in de studio. Hij gaat nog een nummer voor ons spelen. I'm going to switch over back to English. Yeah. What are you going to play for us? What do you have?
The song is called Magnetic Thoughts.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think I even heard that on the website.
Yeah. It's probably on there. Mm-hmm.
Take it away.
Thanks, man.
So, Tim Burch.
Yes, sir.
That song, wasn't that off the same album as the first one you played?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to have time, I think, for just a little song at the end. I'm seeing here that maybe triple waltz isn't that long, so, or is that not in that this instrument?
You know, I would be needing to tune. Yeah, I'd have to do something kind of
Crazy.
Yeah,
no, not immediately, because we're going to, I'm just going to play like a minute or so from this artist called James Blunt, who's because he's performing tomorrow in Amsterdam. And, you know, after that, it's all up to you what you play. I just meant like something in that region of length, because I would love to have one more live song from you before the show ends.
Yeah.
Okay, then we will be back with you in just 1 minute.
Perfect.
Morgen staat James Blunt in Afas Live. Dus dan kunnen we even nu een klein voorproefje daarvan krijgen. En dan kan je nog bepalen of je daarheen wil. Ik zal even checken het set of het is uitverkocht, maar ik denk het niet. Maar hou mij niet aan.
It's been lonely, trying to get your attention from 1,000 miles away. And you know me, always overthinking the worst possibilities. Yeah, we both know, in between you and me, there's an ocean, cast away in a sea, and it's frozen. I'm exposed, can't you see? Pretend that I'm not torn, but I don't wanna let go of the things that keep me warm. Without you, I'm just cold. I built a little boat with a sail from the memories I've been collecting, and I'll hold out for the wind to blow me, take me home the whole way. Yeah, we both know, in between you and me, there's an ocean, and I'm just trying to get a little closer. Pull me in, 'cause I'm here, and all I need is a little warmth. Without your arms around me, without you on my skin, without you on my body, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I don't mean or pretend that I'm not torn, but I don't wanna let go of the things that keep me warm. Without you, I'm just cold. Without you, I'm just cold. And I need a little fire, and you're my gasoline. Without you on my body, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be desperate or pretend that I'm not torn, but I don't wanna let go of the things that keep me warm. Without you, I'm just cold.
Bijna bij het einde van deze uitzending. En nou ja, ik weet niet of je het afgelopen uur hebt geluisterd, maar Tim Burch, een fantastische muzikant, hebben we hier in de studio vandaag. En hij gaat de show eindigen met nog één nummer. So Tim, it was a pleasure having you here and learning about the harp guitar and discussing resonance. And I mean, there's so much more to get into. But maybe next time that you're in the area.
I love it.
And for now, I would like to ask you to, you know, end the show, wrap it up with one more song.
Sure. Hey, thank you so much for having me on. And it was a pleasure, man. Yeah, it was a pleasure to catch you the other night, actually. Got to catch you playing out.
You did, yeah. Yeah,
that was cool. It was a treat.
Awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, this song's called Sticks and Stones.
came to see this riot inside of my veins. Hey, love, I'm overcome by desire. How must I wait? Since you heard from Jesus of his chosen man, hey, love, you twist and turn.